Welcome back. You're with the News at One. And remember, you can listen back or download a podcast of this programme on rte.ie/News at One or wherever you get your podcasts if you want to listen back to any of the items on the programme from today or this week. Now, a phased return to workplaces will begin from next Monday. Under the plans, employers are advised to use staggered working arrangements and flexible working hours and are required to consult with staff before the return. Let's talk now to Bernard Harbour, Head of Communications with the trade union FORSA. Bernard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Do your members want to go back into the workplace next Monday?
Well, I think the first thing to say is that it's obviously a positive development that we're now moving into a space where restrictions can be relaxed, because we have the, at this stage we have the virus under some sort of control and the vaccine program has gone so well. I think there are mixed views about going back into the workplaces. First of all, obviously many people have been in the workplaces throughout the pandemic in all sectors of the economy, so they're really unaffected by this by and large. I think of those who have been working remotely, I think that they will welcome the fact that the official advice and guidance that's come from the government is very cautious, is advising that it's a phased return from Monday, that arrangements should be staggered, as you say, and that people should only really be back in the offices in September, October, if there's a specific business requirement for them to be there. So there's very strong safety, health and safety guidance has been issued. Our engagements with employers, by and large, suggest that they're taking that very seriously, and they recognise the need for continued vigilance while COVID remains in our community, and we would just very much emphasise the need to consult with staff. Employers, unions, and staff, other staff representatives have worked really well together on workplace safety issues throughout the pandemic, and we think if we continue along that path, we should be able to get through the next few weeks in a safe manner, in which people feel comfortable and business can be conducted.
Okay, but is there clarity, Bernard Harbour, then, for workers in the future, into the coming months and beyond, as to what their rights and entitlements are in relation to blended working? I mean, as you mentioned, some workers won't welcome a return to the gridlock and the commute and going back into the office for safety concerns.
Yeah, I'd say a couple of things on that. I mean, first of all, there's very clear guidance on the on safety issues in the workplace and how that should be conducted. I think the dissemination of that perhaps isn't as strong as it should be. And I think, more effort to ensure that all employers are aware of the guidance and of their responsibilities around this, and all workers as well, I should say, that would be welcome. In terms of the remote working or the blended working, as we're now calling it, clearly there's a huge appetite for continued remote working, or actually in surveys, including our own, have shown that most employees want a mix of being in the workplace and working remotely. There's a huge appetite for that. I think there's a positive attitude towards it among most employers, because they've seen that it's worked, productivity levels have been maintained or in many cases improved throughout the pandemic. I think it's really important that we build on that positive experience, that we don't lose the momentum, and that while we're in the next few weeks, we'll be concentrating on returning to workplaces, I guess, as a priority, that we don't lose the good that has been gained around the one of the few things that's been good about COVID, which is this really successful experiment around remote and blended working.
All right, Bernard Harbour, Head of Communications at FORSA, thank you for talking.